Since his election to the Alaska State Legislature last year, Senator Peter Michicki has found himself neck deep in oil and gas issues, something he knows about as a longtime employee of ConocoPhillips. KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports.
Michicki says he does believe that the ACES oil tax restructuring bill that was passed in 2006 does need to be changed, but he does not support Governor Sean Parnell's bill to make a sweeping overhaul to the tax regime.
What's clear to me is that it needs a lot of work before I would support it. I don't believe that it has an adequate share for Alaskans. I don't believe that it has a guarantee designed into the bill that satisfies what I think Alaskans need.
Michicki says he likes the progressivity aspect of ACES that allows for a higher tax rate as oil prices increase, but he thinks the system needs to be adjusted. He says he will soon be meeting with Democrats, including Anchorage Representative Les Guerra, who have offered a proposal that is more of a modification than a complete overhaul.
I'm hoping that we can bring both parties together to come up with a solution that makes us more competitive but still protects the interests of Alaskans and delivers a few guarantees that any money that's reduced in taxes will be invested here and result in more production.
Since taking his seat in the Alaska Senate, Michicki has repeatedly faced questions about a potential conflict of interest when it comes to oil and gas issues, given his employment with ConocoPhillips as supervisor of the Kenai LNG plant. Michicki, who also works seasonally as a commercial fisherman, responds by pointing out that all of his fellow legislators have some kind of outside employment.
And I'm very careful, very cognizant of that relationship. But when issues come up with commercial fishing or residential rentals, which our family also does, or oil and gas issues, I'll analyze each of them. I'll check with ethics on whether or not they feel there's a conflict, and I'll declare it on the floor.
Michicki says he thinks there is a double standard at play when it comes to legislators who work in the oil and gas industry.
No one says a word when labor attorneys introduce legislation to do with labor issues. There's definitely strong feelings about the oil and gas industry in the state of Alaska, and the second it pops up, suddenly it's a conflict when they ignore all the others. I'm not here representing an oil company. I'm here representing the people at District O, and that's the most important thing to me.
In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.